This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're happy you tuned in to the Radio Realtors today. And we want to let you all know that we're still helping our clients and our listeners buy and sell homes, even in these crazy times.
Right, Rob. As we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are very active realtors that help our listeners and clients every day.
And the Radio Realtors are still standing by our motto, real value, real people, real results. And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. And sometimes we do that at the same time. So give us a call on our hotline. And our number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you are in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and you're thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the absolute best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors, and we can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively. And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy will highlight your home on this very radio show. It also includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right. And we're going to cover some amazing topics for you, including
the Radio Realtors curb appeal tricks to attract buyers during COVID-19.
Your top questions about purchasing property during the coronavirus pandemic.
And we're also going to share a few great listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So if you'd like to connect with us at any time, you can call or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline. Our text line number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So go ahead and reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So let's take a look at these two words, curb appeal, and what they really mean. And of course, curb appeal is that critical first impression of your home. And your home's curb appeal either gives potential home buyers the strong desire for a second, more in-depth look, or it makes them want to, you know, swipe left on your home and will turn them off entirely.
And right now during the COVID-19, your home's curb appeal is more crucial than ever, especially because buyers might not be able to tour your home in person at first.
Yes, today's home buyers are placing a lot more emphasis on the exterior of a home. And these potential home buyers are utilizing virtual tours and photos to ultimately decide to tour their top choices up close and personal.
So if you're wanting to sell your home during the COVID-19 situation and beyond, and the exterior of your home is looking a little shabby right now, don't freak out.
That's right, because the Radio Realtors, we have some secret tricks that will help make your curb appeal so attractive that buyers will be lining up to see your home on the inside.
And Rob, one of the questions that we recently received on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line at 916-269-3337 is from Megan, and she's in West Sacramento, and her question is, can you have feng shui in your front yard to help your curb appeal?
Easy for you to say. Yeah, this is a great question, Megan. Now, for those of you that don't know what feng shui is, I didn't know until a few years ago, but it's the Chinese practice which claims to use energy forces to harmonize people with their surrounding environment. And the term feng shui literally translates to wind, water in English.
And these tricks that we will share with you today will give anyone's home maximum curb appeal or feng shui like Megan wants. And this is how we do it. The Radio Realtor's trick number one to maximize curb appeal is keep the yard green and pristine.
Yeah, your lawn is one of the first things potential buyers see, whether they're pulling up to the front of your home in their car when they're just cruising the neighborhood, or maybe they're just checking out your listing online.
And as far as how to sell your home with a bad lawn, any money you spend is well worth it. In fact, one report we have seen estimates lawn care services can yield more than a 350% ROI.
Yeah, but Frank, when it comes to getting a thick, healthy lawn, nothing beats like those sod grass rolls if you want instant gratification. And yeah, it is going to cost you a bit more, about $400 to cover a 1,000 square foot backyard or front yard, and double that if you have it professionally installed. But it looks so nice.
Yes, it does, Rob. And with sod, what you're basically doing is buying time. You're paying for turf that someone else has pampered from anywhere from 14 to 18 months.
Yeah, another idea that works, but this idea would be our second choice, is painting your lawn, which is a quick fix for drought-damaged turf.
And lawn painting isn't new. Groundskeepers at golf courses and football fields have been touching up brown grass spots with paint for years.
Right, and the lawn paint that we're talking about is made from non-toxic and biodegradable ingredients that will cling to grass blades and pretty much anything else you spray it on.
And with a couple bottles of grass paint and a garden sprayer, you can paint your lawn yourself. A 16-ounce bottle of concentrated grass paint runs you about $25 and will cover about 300 square feet. All you do is mix with water and spray, but make sure you cover anything that you don't want green, because like you said, Rob, this will turn everything it touches green.
Yeah, but when your lawn is lush and green, it creates a great first impression, and really one of the most inexpensive things that you can do to boost your home's curb appeal is to keep your yard mowed, blown, and groomed if you already have a nice lawn.
If you don't have the time to do the work on your own, you'll want to hire someone to take care of your lawn and keep it looking nice and healthy.
And you don't have to have a green thumb yourself to get a lush lawn, but it will pay dividends to hire someone who does, or at the very least, to spend a little time learning the steps to quickly repair your lawn. Before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Nice in Newcastle. And are scenic views, privacy, and acreage part of your wish list? Well, I want to invite you to this great bucolic ranch-style home in Newcastle. This thing is situated on 5.7 acres with captivating views of the valley. And this is a single-level, gated, rusted brick exterior ranch-inspired property. It offers 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and nearly 1,800 square feet of open living space. The intimate pool area, native rolling hills, expansive lawn areas, and spacious deck truly enhance all that this property offers. And that is just the exterior. Once you're inside, you're going to cherish the modern farmhouse feel with high-end Tuscan laminate and custom pentagon tile flooring, a gourmet kitchen with ample counter space and refurbished dark walnut cabinets. The living room showcases an armadillo beige brick fireplace, pastoral wood wall paneling, and hand-stained natural oak beams. You're going to enjoy the peace and serenity of this potential horse property. All you got to do is bring some horses. It's in the hills of Newcastle, away from the bustle of city life, and it's within 15 minutes of Highway 80. And this home is listed at $679,000. It is a steal. If you would like to see Nice in Newcastle, text the word NICE to 916-269-3337. That's the word NICE to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
Hi, this is Rob.
And I'm Matt for Brothers Home Improvement.
With continuing concerns about COVID-19, Brothers Windows has taken the necessary steps and is following all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and safety of their customers, employees, and the communities they serve.
And this family business of nine brothers and sisters has been committed to complete customer satisfaction for 26 years, providing you the very best in quality, energy-efficient window products, expert installation, and lifetime warranties.
And because of their high-volume window sales, they're able to secure great pricing and low margins from their manufacturers.
And because of their commitment to integrity pricing, they always pass those savings on to their customers.
Call now for a free, no-pressure estimate and get up to $1,000 off.
And Brothers Windows is offering virtual and outdoor appointments.
Find out why thousands of homeowners just like you have trusted Brothers Home Improvement with their new windows.
Find them online at BrothersWindows.com.
That's BrothersWindows.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are glad that you tuned in to the show today. And we are covering the Radio Realtors' tricks to maximize curb appeal amid COVID-19 especially. And if you missed any of our first part of the show, you can always listen to the replays or you can download our podcast. And it's really easy to do. All you got to do is go to iTunes or Spotify and just search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you will find it. And then you can be notified every time that we have a new episode, which is great because you can listen to them over and over again and utilize the information we have here for you. So the Radio Realtors trick number one to maximize curb appeal was keep your front lawn green and pristine. What's the Radio Realtors trick number two now, Frank?
The Radio Realtors trick number two to maximize curb appeal is mind your driveway and your walkway.
Yeah, one of the best things that you can do to give new life to your driveway and walkway is to pressure wash your driveway and walkway before taking photos or showing your home for the very first time.
And some potential sellers might be inclined to overlook the driveway and front walk. I mean, how much can you really do to make the concrete look good? But remember, these areas are like the red carpet of curb appeal. They lead buyers to the main event, the inside of your home.
I couldn't agree more that with the red carpet statement. And a driveway and front walkway with minor cracks and, you know, weeds popping up through the expansion joints, which are the straight lines that divide the driveway and the walkway, those are total eyesores.
Now, luckily, this is an easy fix. Remove the weeds, patch the concrete with caulk, hose it down, and power wash it.
Yeah, and for extra curb appeal, you might want to finish your concrete driveway or walkway with a clear, glossy sealer. And you can also give faded asphalt driveways a facelift with what we call asphalt sealer.
And at the very least, hose down your driveway and walkway before photos or a video or in-person tour to give it a fresh look.
Yeah, the Radio Realtor's trick number three to maximize curb appeal is flaunt your nighttime appeal. And first things first, have you even ever thought about what your home looks like at night?
Because we know prospective buyers will be driving by after dark to see what your house looks like at night, and lighting can emphasize the beauty of your home and can boost its nighttime curb appeal.
Now, there are several things that you can do to boost your home's curb appeal during the day, but all of those efforts are lost as soon as the sun sets. But if you have correctly planned and installed outdoor landscape lighting, you can really enhance the features and increase the value of your home.
And Rob, in the National Association of Home Builders annual What Home Buyers Really Want survey, outdoor lighting tops the list of the most wanted outdoor features, with 41% rating it essential and the other 49% say it's desirable.
Yeah, so here are some outdoor landscape lighting ideas to increase your home's nighttime curb appeal. Number one is focus on the front entry of your home's curb appeal. And the front entrance of your home is the transition space between outside and inside. So you want to create a warm and welcoming entry with proper lighting.
Number two, make your house number visible to boost nighttime curb appeal. Uplighting your street address differentiates your home and makes it easier for everyone to find your home at night.
And uplighting your house numbers not only makes locating your home more visible and easier for your guests, but the lit numbers also look pretty stylish.
Number three, create nighttime curb appeal by highlighting architectural features. Think about what gives your home its character. Does your home have magnificent architectural details such as a chimney, columns, or peaks?
And if your home has stone or brick details, some uplights will create a unique shadowing effect. And with some strategically placed lights, the architectural features will look even more brilliant during the evening hours.
A little light can make a big effect on the outside of your home when properly done. And remember, if possible, all the exterior lighting on your house and garage should match or have the same style.
And also, you want to make sure that all of the exterior lights have the same type of bulb, because you want that unified glow.
The Radio Realtor's trick number four to maximize curb appeal is don't forget the garage.
Yeah, one thing that you want to make sure you do is match your garage door color to the trim of your home. The garage is a key component in your home's curb appeal, especially if that's an attached garage.
But how do you enhance a garage, which is usually a pretty dull space, Rob?
Well, there are a few things. Interior decorators suggest painting the garage door the same color as the trim of the house, and they say that garage doors with a row of windows are very attractive to buyers as well.
Yeah, sometimes the garage can feel dark and even a bit scary. Letting the light in makes it feel a little bit more part of the home.
Yeah, and do-it-yourself garage door window kits are also available for most newer garage door models, and they allow you to remove a row of the existing panels in your garage door and add glass inserts.
And if you're adding windows where people can see in, don't forget to stage the inside of the garage too.
Yeah, another easy way to clean up your garage is using epoxy paint to give your garage floor a tough finish for like that showroom look. And the epoxy floor paint not only looks great, but it will help prevent stains and deterioration.
Right. And you can achieve that auto showroom look in your garage for less than $500 with epoxy flooring paint.
Yeah, the Radio Realtor's trick number five to maximize curb appeal is replace outdoor accents and give your landscaping some love.
Yes, a ragged doormat, dingy house numbers, and a rusty old mailbox are hardly deal breakers, but they do leave a sour impression. So if your outdoor accents have seen better days, you should replace them.
You'll also want to make sure your landscaping looks lush for anybody that's passing by. And be sure to prune overgrown shrubs and trees and weed your flower beds and spread a fresh layer of mulch.
It's like getting a new haircut for your house. You might think about adding flowers with some nice annuals if your yard is lacking in color.
Yeah, another nice landscape feature that I like are those Japanese maples. They're perfect to fill like a bare spot. It creates symmetry according to landscapers. And they also don't grow super tall, these Japanese maples, and they don't require a lot of light, but they are beautiful.
After these considerations, you want to make sure to clean your windows and sweep the cobwebs from the front porch and any light fixtures.
Yeah, you really want to tidy up and stage the front porch so buyers can imagine themselves relaxing there on a lazy Sunday afternoon.
The Radio Realtor's trick number 6 to maximize curb appeal is give your front door a facelift.
Yeah, Frank, would a tattered door with peeling paint, rusty hardware, and scuff marks entice a buyer to go inside? The answer is probably not.
Right. And if you're going to spend money on one thing to add curb appeal, make it a new door.
True. Front doors with glass inserts, they evoke a warm and welcoming feeling. But if there isn't room in the budget for a new front door, just rejuvenate your existing door with a fresh coat of paint and some new hardware.
A fresh coat of color in red, yellow, gray, or blue can bring new life to your house immediately. And it's attractive to potential home buyers.
And a revitalized front door just feels like thoughtful consideration has been put into your home. And ultimately, that's what you're trying to do, is show that your home has been loved and cared for.
And let's face it, a home that's been cared for really stands out.
Right. So the wrap up here is, it should come as no surprise that before you sell your home, you're going to have to make it shine. After all, prospective buyers will be checking out every corner, the closets, and every cabinet they can get into.
But when you're focused on the inside, easy to overlook the first and arguably most important space buyers will judge, the outside.
Yeah, most people start drawing conclusions about a home as soon as they pull up to the house or even before that, and based on photos and the virtual tour that they've seen online.
And if the exterior looks run down or can even stand for just a little freshening up, that's going to grab their attention, and not in a good way.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about listing your home and you want the expert advice of the Radio Realtors, give us a call right now for a free 20-minute property consultation.
Yes, we can do a quick appointment to give you advice on sprucing up your curb appeal and helping you get maximum return on the sale of your home.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Once again, give us a call directly at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the Hawk. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks, and whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we just got done with a great segment that if you missed it, you're going to want to go back to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify, the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. That's how you search for it. But this segment was so good, 6 tips to maximize curb appeal. And we also told you that we would come out to do a free market analysis of your home where we can go around with you and walk your home and tell you what you can do to increase the value of your home. And our goal is when we meet with you to help you get at least $10,000 more for your home when you are ready to sell it. Because here's the deal. All your neighbors, they're going to be pretty excited if you get $10,000 more or when you sell your home because they instantly got a $10,000 increase in their equity too. That's our goal every single time. So give us a call. Let us come out. It's a free appointment and let us show you what we can do. 916-269-3337 is the number. 916-269-3337. Or you can contact us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So we're going to transition here and kind of talk to you about some home buying FAQs, which are frequently asked questions. And you know, the coronavirus pandemic, it has thrown a monkey wrench into millions of people's financial plans. And that definitely includes home buying. And if you were hoping to buy a property anytime soon, you most likely have tons of questions about whether it's possible to buy or even tour a home right now. And COVID-19's impact on home prices, inventory, interest rates, and more.
And if you've been listening to the Radio Realtors, you know we've already done a show on home buying in the age of coronavirus.
And Frank, there is no doubt that we've been helping a lot of our listeners to navigate this new reality in real estate, but we know there's a lot more that you still want to know.
And that's why we did an informal survey on Facebook asking you, our listeners, what your most pressing questions were about buying a home right now.
And whether you're wondering what's up with home prices or open houses or a multitude of other questions, listen up as the Radio Realtors are going to tell you everything that you need to know.
So the Radio Realtors frequently asked question number one has come from many people, but most recently we've received this question from Aaron in Rancho Cordova, and his question is it really possible to buy a house during the pandemic?
Well, Aaron, while buying a home today is definitely a bit more challenging due to COVID-19, and economic concerns, it is most certainly possible. In fact, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has declared that residential real estate services are an essential service that should be allowed to continue.
The same goes for the state of California with some stipulations, but the Radio Realtors quickly adopted new technologies to help homebuyers and sellers stay safe for as long as this pandemic lasts. And it feels like we're getting closer to the end, right, Rob?
Yes, it does. However, certain aspects of the home buying process might be looking a bit different these days. For instance, right now, no open houses can be held, and home showing should be done virtually, if at all possible.
But with us at the Radio Realtors, we're still showing homes in person. However, you do have to sign a PED form, or what they call the Coronavirus Property Entry Advisory and Declaration Disclosure.
That's a mouthful. And while home closings typically involve buyers, the sellers, a notary, and sometimes their agents and mortgage lenders, in California, we are doing separate remote or curbside closings where documents are slipped through car windows to lower the exposure levels of all parties involved.
And apart from the federal and local restrictions, a lot will depend on the home seller's comfort levels. Some sellers might be fine with you touring their home.
Yeah, but others might not be comfortable letting strangers into their home, even if property tours are allowed in your area.
So if you're wondering about a certain home or area, feel free to reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we can give you the most up-to-date information on any listings, loan programs, and of course, home touring protocol.
So the Radio Realtors Frequently Asked Questions number 2. Rob is from Juanita in Sacramento, and her question is now a good time to buy a house, financially speaking?
Well, Juanita, from a financial perspective, there are certainly some advantages to buying a home right now, in our opinion. For one, mortgage interest rates are historically low, which means your monthly housing payments are going to be lower too.
And Rob, wouldn't you agree that putting a property under contract now and locking in a very low interest rate gives buyers more control than living in a rental where rents probably are going to keep going up?
Yeah, that's a good point, Frank. And another huge consideration on the financial side of the home buying equation is competition. The coronavirus has stopped some home buyers from home shopping for the time being. So buyers who do venture out face less competition right now, which could put them in a stronger position to be able to negotiate with sellers.
And Juanita, if your personal financial situation is stable and your job is considered essential, right now could be one of the best times in recent history to buy a home.
All right. So the Radio Realtors Frequently Asked Question number 3 is from Laura in Folsom. And her question is, how has the coronavirus affected home prices?
Great question, Laura. And there's little doubt that the coronavirus has turned the world's economy upside down.
Yeah, but so far at least, this does not mean that home prices have dropped everywhere or that buyers can come in with super aggressive offers to get a home for cheap. Instead, in most real estate markets, home inventory remains very tight.
And even though home sales have dipped due to COVID-19, there are more than enough buyers out there to keep home sales from slowing down in any major way.
And it's true that some sellers have pulled their listings as they wait for better market conditions. But on the flip side, a home seller who doesn't have the luxury of time is facing a smaller buyer pool due to safety concerns and limited physical access to touring homes.
Yep. So in our opinion, in some areas, buyers could have the upper hand for a short period when it comes to homeowners who need to sell.
But really, the only way to test a seller's level of motivation is to make an offer. But you want to play it cool here, because buyers should not assume that because of the coronavirus, they can automatically lowball a seller. And this could really just turn the seller off.
Absolutely, Rob. Couldn't agree more. Instead of coming in really low, you might want to try offering a modest discount below asking price to simply start the dialogue.
Right. The Radio Realtors Frequently Asked Question number 4 is from James in Rockland. And James says he's a 65-year-old guy ready to buy his forever home. And his question is it safe for him to buy a house now?
Valid question, James. Thanks for sending it to us. And while no one can guarantee your safety from COVID-19, the Radio Realtors and the real estate industry has worked to prioritize buyers and sellers' health by taking precautions during this time.
And even as different states reopen, including California, you can still do most aspects of the home buying process remotely or at a safe social distance when it comes to your home search that you may not have considered, you know, doing in the past.
The first thing you want to do is reach out to us right now, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Or call us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, we can do a virtual home buyer consultation to discuss our certified home buyer program. And while showings may not be easy to arrange because of shelter in place orders or continuing health concerns, most real estate listings now offer virtual tours. And in most cases, we can still get you in to tour your favorite homes in person.
In addition, video chats, Zoom meetings, FaceTime, and Skype allow us agents to walk through a prospective home with you while you watch from the safety of your current residence.
Yeah, and even though virtual tours may not be as good as the real thing, they can give you a good idea of whether you want to see the home in person when it's possible. And it's also a great way to evaluate your options and skip visiting some homes that don't really meet your needs.
Also, when it comes to the financial aspect of home buying, many lenders, like our preferred mortgage lenders, have already made the entire mortgage process digital long before anyone heard of a social distancing.
Another new term that we're talking about is desktop appraising, which allows the appraiser to stay home and review available data that allows lenders to approve mortgages remotely. And in many cases, drive-through or even video closings are temporarily acceptable during the pandemic. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Classy and Carmichael, and this home is not even on the market yet. So if you want to see it on a private tour before anybody else, just text the word classy to 916-269-3337. This is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 1,800-square-foot home in a great area of Carmichael called Angelina Park. It's on a 0.13 lot size. The home was built in 1979, but this great Carmichael location is on a quiet cul-de-sac. This beautiful home has been very well maintained. It has a remodeled kitchen and bathrooms, and we're talking about really nice tile, like almost a southwest feeling to this home. And when you walk into the courtyard, it's got a private gated courtyard with a nice palm tree in there, and it is so relaxing and nice and cool there that you could have coffee or wine in your front yard, and then you could go out to your very private, awesome, shady backyard that you can use all year long. It has a large indoor laundry room with a pantry off of the two-car garage, and you can look out any window of this house and you're going to see greenery with all the carefully placed trees and plants. This is truly a peaceful place to live, and it's a family-friendly neighborhood, and most people wouldn't even know the street exists unless they live there, because it's just a great family neighborhood, and it's down one street and then you go into this beautiful court. You're going to love Classy and Carmichael. If you would like to see this home before anybody else does, text the word classy to 916-269-3337. That is the word classy to 916-269-3337. And you're right, Frank, I did not give the price. The price is $414,900. So if you would like to see Classy and Carmichael, just text the word classy to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
This
is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming down the home stretch of today's show. And if you missed any of our segments today, you're going to want to go download this episode on iTunes for the podcast or on Spotify. Just search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. We're talking about the Radio Realtors' frequently asked questions about buying a home right now. And these questions are straight from you, our listeners. And before we get to number five, I just want to say that one of the first questions was, are you able to buy a home right now and get a loan and those types of things? And I will just say that Frank and I have not taken our foot off the gas pedal. We are in the fast lane and we are selling homes and working with sellers and we are working with buyers, and it's business as usual for us. We want to work for you. Give us a call. Put the Radio Realtors to work for you because you will be successful. 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And what is the Radio Realtors frequently asked question number five?
This is from Alicia in Carmichael. Alicia says on her last home sale, the agent didn't want to do an open house because he considered them to be old school. Her question is, will the Radio Realtors do open houses? And are open houses or even in-person home showings even allowed?
Wow, Alicia, this is what we call a tripod kind of question with like three questions in one. So for the first part of the question, the Radio Realtors love open houses. Open houses are an opportunity to set your house apart from the rest.
Yes, we love open houses. And Alicia, while a picture is worth a thousand words, nothing beats seeing a home in person. And as a seller, open houses gives you the opportunity to show your home at its best.
And we really recommend staging. So if you choose to opt for professional staging, your decor gets an instant upgrade. And you can do a hassle-free staging by hiring a staging company like Mary Crandall Staging that will bring in furnishings. And the idea is to create a statement-making yet versatile type of space that helps prospective buyers envision themselves living in your home.
Also with open houses, social situations ease tension. With multiple prospective buyers in your home at one time, potential home buyers feel less self-conscious.
Right, and as your realtors, we can informally talk with visitors and their agents, offering casual tours in a low-key environment. And this relaxed feeling is rarely found in a specific timed home viewing where buyers only have a brief window to view your home.
And the bottom line here is more eyes are on your home in a short duration of time often means a faster sale.
Yeah, and we like open houses because they allow you to skip weeks of individual showings and enjoy the benefits of a 1 or 2 day affair that improves your home's audience.
So even though at this moment open houses are not allowed, we can do a virtual open house for you that we will broadcast on Facebook.
Yeah, in addition, if you choose to list your home with the Radio Realtors, we will do a Matterport 3D virtual tour, an audio open house on our radio show, a virtual video open house, and we will accommodate in-person showings if you're open to those as well.
In general, in areas where open houses aren't allowed, individual home showings with just a buyer and an agent are still okay. Keep in mind that even if showings are allowed, agents and home sellers must all be willing to make them happen.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors frequently asked question number six is from John in Roseville. And his question is, should I buy a house sight unseen?
Well, John, while buying a house sight unseen has long been the only option for people relocating due to a new job or military service, the trend has been on the rise for more and more people due to COVID-19.
Yeah, right, Frank. And we have helped our clients buy homes virtually dozens of times, even before the coronavirus. In fact, according to our recent survey of 1,300 consumers last month, 25% or 1 in 4 said they'd be willing to buy a home without seeing it in person.
Buyers who consider buying a home sight unseen generally have some comfort level with the neighborhood, and they know the market. And the comfort level of buying a house sight unseen may come down to age.
Yeah, it's true. Younger buyers are more motivated to rely on comprehensive photos, virtual tours, or live video instead of an in-person visit. And in that same survey, over 30% indicated they would be willing to buy sight unseen.
But even if you're buying blind, you shouldn't operate completely in the dark. The Radio Realtors have found some features that buyers find most helpful in such a home search.
Right. Potential home buyers love the ability to take a virtual tour of the home, and they also love listing and neighborhood information that is accurate and detailed. And you can find all of that 24/7 with updates every 15 minutes on our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And on our site, you will find an abundance of high quality listing photos that show the property's interior and exterior and virtual tours. And if that's not enough for you to make an informative decision, we will take you on a private video tour to give you an up close and personal detail.
And although you might have to submit an offer and get it accepted before you get to see a particular home in person, it may be worth it because you still have contingencies that protect your earnest money deposit.
The Radio Realtors frequently asked question number 7 is from Ethan in Jackson, and he is asking, how long will it take to close on a house now?
Thanks for that question, Ethan. And if you've been watching the news, you'll see that the length of time from an accepted offer to a home closing during the height of the pandemic is taking longer nationwide. In fact, closing times has hit like 43 days. But if you're working with us here at the Radio Realtors, our preferred mortgage lenders, they are closing deals in 9 to 21 days.
Yes, they are. And that's why we love our preferred lenders. The bottom line is that most lenders are buried under paperwork as refinancing applications have skyrocketed due to historical low mortgage interest rates.
Yeah, in addition to lender backlog, social distancing and shelter in place orders have complicated the home closing process. But when you're dealing with the Radio Realtors, we still stand by our motto, real value, real people, real results.
While others may be offering you nothing but excuses, we offer real solutions, and our preferred mortgage lenders are closing loans routinely in about 14 to 21 days, even during the COVID-19.
So Ethan, if you're listening, give us a call right now so that we can pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
All right, the Radio Realtors frequently asked question number 8 is from Brittany in Yuba City, and she's asking, what is the best way to prepare to buy a house? And Brittany, thank you for this question. This is a great one to wrap things up with. And the simple answer could be that you may be interested in buying a home, but you simply don't feel comfortable getting out there and house hunting right now.
And fortunately, if you are still a bit apprehensive due to COVID-19, there are still things you can do to prepare so you're ready to spring into action later this summer or whenever you decide that you're ready.
Yeah, the very first step in preparing to buy a home is to check your credit score. Credit scores are what mortgage lenders look at to determine whether you are creditworthy, and they're going to dictate your interest rate.
The second, probably the most important thing, is to get pre-approved with one of the Radio Realtors' preferred mortgage lenders to show sellers you're serious when you make an offer.
Yeah, that pre-approval shows how much a lender will loan you, assuring the seller that you're financially capable of buying a home.
And Brittany, please do us a favor and avoid any major changes. A major principle of preparing to buy a home is not to make any major changes in your life or your finances.
For instance, do not buy a car or pricey new furniture or apply for a new credit card. All of those things can lower your credit rating, meaning you may not be able to qualify for a home loan.
The third thing you want to do is check online listings utilizing the Radio Realtors exclusive home search site. As we mentioned last week, our site has the most accurate list of homes. And unlike Zillow, our site is available 24/7 and regenerates every 15 minutes.
Yeah, and accurate listings are very important. And you can take advantage of the virtual tours to house hunt from your couch. You can sign up for free at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we can register you over the phone if you'd like. Just give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And before we go to break, we are going to give you our audio open house number 3. We're calling this one Beautiful in Broadstone, and this is a rare opportunity for you to own a home in this established Folsom neighborhood, especially if you're looking for a single-story home, 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, with just over 2,000 square feet on a corner lot of a nice cul-de-sac, just under a quarter acre with a 3-car garage. Beautiful in Broadstone has a spacious living room and family room separated by a dual-sided Moda Flame ethanol fireplace insert. The kitchen is huge with lots of counter space and great appliances, and the kitchen, living room, family room, and dining room and hallways have new Elevé Gentry Oak plank laminate flooring. The master bedroom is large and offers a dual sink vanity in the bathroom, a relaxing tub, a spacious shower stall with cerulean tile, and a deep walk-in closet. The backyard has a custom outdoor living space with an AlumaWood by Amerimax shade structure. And if you're into having a barbecue with family and friends, this is outdoor entertaining at its best. And the home comes with a newer Caldera hot tub. It is the Utopian Niagara model with LED lights and a waterfall. This home is priced well at just $599,900. And if you want to see Beautiful in Broadstone, just text the word beautiful right now to 916-269-3337. That is the word beautiful to 916-269-3337. We can get you in right away. Just text the word beautiful to 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Well, that's all the time that we have for this week.
Make it a great weekend, everybody.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.